Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Rube Bloom, celebrate Earth Day, hear about Nelly, and have some sax. That's S-A-X. Last week, April 22nd, was Earth Day. 20 million people participated in the first Earth Day, which took place in 1970. The Earth Day movement was begun by Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson. Well, we're going to have our own musical Earth Day celebration, beginning with Dick Robertson.
Heaven on earth started when you came into view. I never knew the thrill of living until you happened along. My heaven on earth came with a glance, bringing romance. That lucky chance was all I needed to fill my heart with a song. Loving you isn't hard to explain. You're sweet, you're lovely and gay. Heaven's loss has been my greatest gain for letting an angel like you get away. My heaven on earth, you're in my arms, you're in my heart. Here or apart, you're all I treasure, so who can measure your worth? You're my heaven on earth.
Would win you back, I would fight my way to the ends of the earth. My heart is weary, the days are dreary, and life has lost its mirth. That's why I'd willingly come, if you say so, to the ends of the earth. Many a heartache it's cost me, now that I realize maybe my folly has lost me life's greatest prize. Forgive me, sweetheart, let's make a new start, for now I know your worth. I'd gladly go with you, seeking our fortune to the ends of the earth. Thank you.
you'd come down to earth. Every star is shining far above me, and if you would love me, I'd shine too with you. Love is a treasure alone. What is it worth? I could be, yes, I could be in heaven if you'd come down to
earth. Began our little Earth Day celebration with Dick Robertson, backed by Angelo Ferdinando and his Hotel Great Northern Orchestra and Heaven on Earth. That Bluebird recording just had its 75th birthday, having been recorded on April 23, 1934. Heaven on Earth was written by Roy Turk and Harry Axt and is from the 1934 William Wyler picture Glamour, starring Constance Cummings and Paul Lucas. The 12-story Great Northern Hotel, designed by architect Bertram N. Marcus, had 400 rooms and was located at 118 West 57th Street in New York. Unfortunately, it's no longer with us. Angelo Ferdinando was apparently often confused with bandleader Felix Ferdinando, whose orchestra played at the Casino Montclair in New York's Hotel Montclair, and which broadcast five nights weekly over WEAF, WJZ, and WOR. Felix Ferdinando and his orchestra recorded for Jeanette in 1926. Angelo Ferdinando's booking ads requested that in order to avoid confusion of similar-sounding names, that all communications should be addressed to his personal manager, Charles E. Green. After Angelo Ferdinando, it was Ted Fiorito with Muzzy Marcellino providing the vocal on My Heaven on Earth, recorded in Los Angeles on November 15, 1937. My Heaven on Earth was composed by Samuel Pockris and Phil Baker with the lyrics by Charlie Tobias. That was followed by Jack Payne and his orchestra and To the Ends of the Earth, written by Jimmy Campbell and Reginald Connolly. The vocalist on that November 10, 1931 recording was Billy Scott Comer. We finished up with Joe Sanders of Coon Sanders Nighthawks fame, carrying on after Cooney's untimely death several years earlier, and I Could Be in Heaven If You'd Come Down to Earth. That was recorded September 25th, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I played Nellie the Nudist Queen by Ross and Sargent as part of This Week in Recording History. Well, here's a set of some other rapidly rotating records about Nellie. The
disappointed maybe, needing sympathy, Nellie Gray. In your lovely golden hair, there is silver here and there, but though you are unlucky in your old love affair, you're young to fret. Don't give way, just forget. Then you may find true love someday, Nellie Gray.
Joseph Samuels and his orchestra from A Banner 78, recorded around July or August of 1922, and Nellie Kelly, I Love You, written by George M. Cohan. The vocalist there was Arthur Hall. Before Nellie Kelly, it was Ray Starita and his Ambassador's Band and Nellie Gray. The vocalist on that December 23, 1929 recording was Lou Abelardo. We began that Nellie set with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and whoa, Nellie! Whoa, Nellie was written by George Gould, and the pianist was Harry Perella. In addition to playing with Whiteman, Harry Perella also played with the Arkansas Travelers and made piano roles for Welty. That recording is from September 5, 1924.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I mentioned that we were going to have some sax on tonight's show, so here to start off this sax set is Merle Johnston's Saxophone Quartet. Thank you.
say you're gonna wanna. Cause if you do no wanna, why do you poo? Pretty little things like you do. When for kiss I pray, you always say some other day. Oh, when I wanna, you no wanna. When you wanna, I no wanna. So wanna, how we ever gonna make it long?
There you have a set to reflect the saxophone craze of the early 1920s. We just heard Arthur Hall and the Saxophone Sextet and Wanna, When I Wanna, You Know Wanna, from January 30th, 1922. Wanna was written by Cliff Friend. Before that, it was the Columbia Saxophone Sextet and Just Snap Your Fingers at Care from November 1st, 1920. Just Snap Your Fingers at Care was preceded by the Davis Saxophone Octet and As Long As I Have You from May of 1926. And we began this sax segment with the Merle Johnston Saxophone Quartet and Baby, Oh, Where Can You Be? That Columbia 78 was waxed on July 26, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, April 24th, marked the birth in 1902 in New York of pianist, composer, arranger, and vocalist Rube Bloom. He began working in vaudeville as an accompanist in 1919, and between 1926 and 28, he was composing novelty ragtime tunes and recorded 23 piano solos. He won a Victor Records Song Contest in 1928 with his composition Song of the Bayou, which received considerable airplay over the next couple of years. In the late 20s, he recorded extensively as a piano accompanist, and he led a jazz combo known as Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, which recorded 6 sides, including his own composition The Man from the South. In the 30s and 40s, he turned to writing popular songs, including Give Me the Simple Life, Truckin', Fools Rush In, Stay on the Right Side, and Penthouse Serenade. His collaborators included Ted Kohler, Harry Ruby, Johnny Mercer, Harry Woods, and Mitchell Parrish. He also wrote several piano method books and the film score for Wake Up and Dream. Rube Bloom died on March 30, 1976. In this first of 2 segments devoted to Rube Bloom, we'll play some of his compositions performed by others, and next segment will be others' compositions performed by Rube Bloom.
Thank you. Say when she left you.
I'll sue you later. Say, Gibby, what do you think of bathing girls?
I don't know. I never bathed one.
Thank you. your walking papers, but now it's too late, because I know you too well. When you're through cutting capers, you'll be back breaking down my gate, ringing my front door bell. So go have your fling, don't miss a thing. I'll see you to earth by and by. Remember what goes up shall come down. And baby, you've been flying too high. If you ain't careful, the gutter's gonna catch up with you, flying too high.
From March 27th, 1939, that was Ethel Waters with Eddie Mallory and his orchestra and What Goes Up Must Come Down. Before that, it was the Rube Bloom-Harry Woods collaboration, The Man from the South, performed there by Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs and Art Jarrett sharing vocal honors. That's from December 2nd, 1929. Lots of bands recorded The Man from the South, including Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, which is my favorite version. Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks also recorded it, and I was going to play their rendition, but we started the set with another Harry Reaser band, the Varsity Four and Jumping Jack, recorded by Brunswick on September 21st, 1928.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last set was songs written by Rube Bloom but performed by others, so this segment will consist of Rube Bloom playing compositions written by others.
Da 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 da. All you folks can do something for me. Here's our tight seat and my sweetie is in it. What I ask you now is on the QT. Won't you look this baby over? Tell me, don't you think she's fine? Hold a load, don't I want you to know she'll be mine, all mine. Get a load of those two dimples, why her kisses taste like wine. Hold totally, I want you to know she's mine, all mine. And if she didn't have a cent to her name, that wouldn't matter, I still love her the same. But her dad has lots of money, it'll all be hers in a time. Oh, don't leave that big load of dough will be mine, all mine. Da-da-da-da-da. Hold on low, I want you to know she's mine, all mine. Get a load of those two dimples, her kisses taste like a wine. Hold on, Lee, I want you to know she's mine, all mine. And if my baby, she didn't have one penny to her name, that wouldn't matter, I still love her the same. But her dad had piles of money, and it'll all be hers in time. Oh, do, 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 that big load of dough will be mine, all mine. Bum-ba-dee-da-da-da-da-da, dee-da-dee-da-da-da-da. And that baby, she'll be mine, all mine. Thank you.
You like her plenty. Oh, what a wah, 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 what a gal. You can have each hula, hot bamboola, baby. You can have each jolly, hot tamale, sal. Oh, but that wah, wah, gal and ah, wah, Caliente. Oh, what a wah, 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 what a gal.
She tried to be good, oh so good. She was pretty as a the heavens above. Oh boy, and how she could love. Bessie had affection that was simply wonderful. Oh, terrible. Oh, Bessie couldn't help it any more than you could or I could. When she smiled, you were bound to fall, that's all. Now a boy kissed Bessie in a Buick one night. Oh, why did she yell with delight? Bessie couldn't help it any more than you could or I could.
We began this portion of our little tribute to Rube Bloom with Rube Bloom accompanied by Eddie Lang on guitar and Mine All Mine with vocal by Rube Bloom. That's from December 16, 1927. Next, it was a piano solo by Rube Bloom of Nacio Herb Brown's The Doll Dance from June 16, 1927. We finished up with a couple by Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys. There's a Wawa Gal in Agua Caliente was written by Walter Donaldson and recorded by Columbia on May 24, 1930. The vocalist there was Eddie Walters. And Bessie Couldn't Help It, with the vocal by Roy Evans from April 9, 1930. Bessie Couldn't Help It was written by Byron H. Warner and Jacques L. Richmond. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.